Olam Rabbi Yehuda v'afilu chatchila. Really, Rabbi Yehuda that argues on Rabbi Yosi there says even the chatchila, you're allowed to say krishma even if you don't hear what you're saying. And that's beyond the Mishnah in Truma, that even a cherish, even if he can't hear what he's saying, he's allowed to make the bracha. That's called the dibur. For like Kashya, there's no stira still. I tell you, there are still three shittas. Hadidei or the rabbi. One of you is saying over his own shita that he says lechatchila you could read, and after the Brisa says only b'di'evid, that goes according to his rebbe. The Tani will learn like this: Rabbi Yehuda oimem mishum Rabbi Loza ben Azaya. Rabbi Yehuda said over the name of his rebbe, Rabbi Loza ben Azaya, that akeiresh shema, somebody reads krishma, sorech sheyishma liyaznoi lechatchila, you have to hear what you're saying. It has to be loud enough that your ears can hear what you're saying. Shenema, because the pasuk says Shema Yisrael Hashem Lokeinu Hashem Echad. We dashen Hashma liyoznecha ma'ashatam meitzim epichem. You have to hear your ears. Shema means your ears have to hear what you are saying. Rabbi Meir Weimer Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Hayom Al Bavecha. That means Achar Kavonas Halev. Hein Ein Advar. No, Rabbi Meir argues and says even lechatchila you're allowed to read it. Even the lave means even if you don't hear what you're saying. Now, Vavi, you have to speak it out. You have to say it. But even though it's so low that you don't hear, just your lave is like saying it, you're yaitza. So the kitzah, we have three shittas now. We have Yehuda himself holds like the Meir shita here. That Avadi, you could read even lechatchila, even if you don't hear what you're saying. And Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of his Rebbe, of Rabbi Lezer ben Azaya, says that lechatchila, you're supposed to hear what you're saying. But the devil, though, you're yaitza. So mainly we have three shittas. So mainly everything is miyushav here. So Mor says, "Hashtu liyaslochi." Once you come on like this, "Hafilu time Rabbi Yehuda, to Rabbi Srulei." Maybe Rabbi Yehuda himself really holds like his Rebbe. That what lechatchila you're supposed to hear what you're saying. V'odet Tony Rabbi Yehuda, bread Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Rabbi Meihi. Really, Rabbi Yehuda himself holds like his Rebbe. Rabbi Yehuda holds only b'di'evit you yaitza the mitzvah. About lechatchila you have to hear what you're saying. So that's why it's good birchas the Muslim goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. I have one brayse of Yehuda, bread of Shimon ben Pazi, that says that a cheresh hamadaber is allowed to be terim, even though we can't hear. Lechatchila is allowed to say out the bracha. I tell you, that's Rabbi Meir shita. Rabbi Meir is the one that says Asher Onechi Mitzav Chayim Al Vavecha. So now there's no fear in Rabbi Yehuda. There's not even two Rabbi Yehudas. There's only one Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda himself holds the Dievet Yoytza, but lechatchila no. So it could be our Mishnah goes all together like the Yehuda Shita, that a cheresh lechatchila should not read the Megillah. But the Yevet, if you read it, you are Yaitza. Alright, there's one breath that says lechatchila, you're allowed to do it. That's according to Rabbi Meir Shita. So Melod is no stira. Baiter, Rabbi Yehuda machshir b'katan. Rabbi Yehuda is machshir with a katan. And that's what we pass in the lecha like that. That lechatchila is supposed to hear what you're saying, but for the Yevet, though, still you're Yaitza. But Rabbi Yehuda machshir b'katan. Om Rabbi Yehuda, katan or yisiar was a katan, the karisi lamala, Rabbi Tafrin was kain b'lud, and I read the Megillah for the rabbin, like Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Katan or yisiar, the karisi lamala, Rabbi Tafrin was kain b'lud. Om Ruloi, and Mavi and Rayim and a cotton, you can't bring a rye from a cotton. You're telling me you were a cotton yourself when you said it, so you can't bring a rye from a cotton. And that's not a good rye. Tanya, Omer Rebbe, cotton or Yisiar was a cotton. The Karisa Lamalam Rebbe Yehuda, I also read the Megillah in front of Rebbe Yehuda. Or Mulay again, and Mavi and Rayim min a matir. You can't bring a rye from the matir himself. Because Rebbe Yehuda himself in the Mishnah says it's mutter. So again, you can't bring any raya. We pass in the loch like that. Avadir, Yehuda was matir, because if Yehuda says you're allowed to. But the Tanakama argues, maybe the loch is like the Tanakama. For leim ulei, ain mevi and raya min a cotton. Why don't you say again, you can't bring a raya from a cotton? It means one and the other also. Choda the cotton, you see. One is your cotton. And you can't bring aidas from a cotton. For yod and other territories, I feel the god, you see, even if you were a godl here. Still, I'm a viray min a matir. You can't bring me raya. We pass like the Yehuda Shita, because that of the Yehuda was matir. Shita of Yehuda was matir. But maybe the other chachamim would say that it's also. Rabbi Rashi says min a matir Yehuda shekoris lefonecha who a matir as a katan ve'en lechalavi raya menu shere rabim chokmulav. There's a rabim tanakama maybe yagaz on the Yehuda.
But the Gemara just wanted to say maybe the whole Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda, but we don't have a proof. It's possible that Tanakam argues on Rabbi Yehuda and says the Kotni not Yotze with the Kotni, even if it's a Gila Chinuch. So therefore, you can't bring a Raya from Alamit, from this Maisa of Rabbi Yehuda. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding Daf Chof by the Mishnah. In Kurvin Esa Megillah, you can't read the Megillah. Als the mitzvahs hayoyim, for loy malin. Hu adin, you have a mitzvahs bris milah. When can you do it? For loy toivlin, sometimes you have a chiyuv to go to the mikvah. We'll soon see. For loy mazin, when there's a mitzvah, when a person became tamei meis, and he has to become tor, when you have to make hazor, you have to spray on him from the mayim of the mechatis, b'yoyim shlishi, v'chein shemeres yoyim, keneged yoyim, all these halachas, the mitzvah b'yoyim, and the dinner b'yoyim, the day first starts by neitzachama, which means sunrise. That's the first time you could start either reading the Megillah Purim by day, or else to make a bris milah by daytime has to at least start not earlier than neitzachama, sunrise. Who are then tovlin, when the mitzvah is to be tovlin that day, the day first starts by neitzachama. Same thing for hazor, if a person's tummy mace, you have to spritz on him yom shlishi, yom shvi, but yom, and again, shemeres yom keneged yom, that's when an isha sees like a dam, these 11 days, like the cycle usually goes, an isha first becomes a nida, for 7 days she's tummy, then after those 7 days, the next 11 days is called a shemeres yom keneged yom. So during those 11 days, if she sees 3 days straight in a row, she becomes a zava. If she only sees one day, the loch is that day she's tummy, and the next day she has to watch herself, make sure she doesn't see dam again. That's called Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. For the one day you saw, you're only tummy the next day, that's all. But you can go to the mikvah the next day, and then she becomes tor. The mikvah she goes is by daytime, so when it's called daytime, by neitzachama, by sunrise, that's called the day starts. Like Rashi says, when a person that was a Zav, he was tummy, so he has to wait Zayin Nikiyim until it comes the seventh day. He could go to the mikvah on the seventh day itself. Who are dealing with tummy mace? A person that touched a mace, he's tummy for 7 days. On the seventh day, if he had the Hazor on Yom Shlishi and Yom Shvi, on the seventh day he can go to the mikvah. We don't say as soon as it comes the night time of the seventh day, go to the mikvah. Even though really the seventh day starts by night. And all these mitzvahs in the Mishnah, we'll see in the Gemara, the Pasuk says yoim. It has to be by daytime. But as soon as it becomes daytime, you go to the mikvah. The Gemara Yalaf lo lekul. The Gemara learns all these cases. Why is the din you have to wait till neitzachama, which means you have to wait till sunrise, because then you know like for sure it's called day. So the Mishnah writes, but with the Eved, if you did all these mitzvahs, you read the Megillah by day, or you made a bris milah early in the morning before sunrise, but our whole point was after the Omar HaShachar, after the morning star came out. So but yeah, that's called day. In other words, midiraisa, day starts from when the morning star comes out. Misha Omad HaShachar. When the morning star comes out, which is a big machlokes exactly how much it is before sunrise. Some say it's 72 minutes before sunrise. That's when really midiraisa, day starts. Just midrabbanan though, there's a chokka not to do any of these mitzvahs until you know for sure it's day. When do we know for sure it's day? There's not even a suffix, it's laila. That's by neitzachama. When the sun rises, the sun comes up, then we know for sure it's daytime. So midrabbanan, all these mitzvahs you should not do before neitzachama. Just for the Eved, if you made a bris meal even before that, as long as it was after the Ola Omar HaShachar, after the morning star came up, midiraisa, that's called daytime, and the mitzvah is good. Tomorrow says, Minolan. How do we know all these halachas? It has to be dafka by day, and you can't be yotze by nighttime. The Yom HaKron, the Pasuk says, V'hayomim o'elu niskorim v'nasim. V'hayomim in balayl aloy. By Megillah it says, V'hayomim, these days, niskorim, as the chira means, read the Megillah. In other words, Megillah has to be read by daytime and not by nighttime. So therefore, if you read it before Omad HaShachar, it's possible. So Chur de Moras Tekasho, Leima Tiyavit Yuchtu Yabbi Shur Ben Levi. If so, our Mishnah should be a Kasho on Yabbi Shur Ben Levi. Because we had before the Yom Rabbi Shur Ben Levi, he says, Chayiv Odom Likros Asa Megillah Balaylo Ulishnoisa Bayayim. There's a Chiyav on Purim to read the Megillah twice, once by night, and a second time, Ulishnoisi, a second time, Bayayim by day. And here the Mishnah is Mashma, the Megillah is only read by daytime, and not at nighttime. And according to Shur Ben Levi, like we do, there's a Chiyav to hear the Megillah at night also. So Gemara says, no, there's no Stira. Ki Katoni Yad Yayim. You know what our Mishnah means to say? We're talking about the mitzvah of day. In other words, talking about you heard the Megillah last night. True. You dalet balayla, you heard the Megillah. You were yotze the kriya balayla. Now you know you have to read it a second time at daytime. When in the morning is called daytime, when's the earliest you could read the Megillah in the morning to be yotze the kriya the yoyin? So that's our Mishnah, that lechatchila, you should not read it before hanetzachama. You should not read it before sunrise. But with the Yevid, if you read it after the Omad, Omar HaShachar, Kshol Omar HaShachar, with the Yevid, you yoytze the mitzvah. Right, the V'loy Malin. Then the mitzvah is the same thing, mitzvah's milah. The Yechsev, because the Pasuk says, Uvayoyim HaShmini Yimol. The mitzvah's milah is on the day, on the eighth day, to make the bris milah. Therefore, if you make it V'layla, or before Omar HaShachar, it's possible. The milah is no good. You have to make still a tofes dam bris by daytime. Who are in the tefillah? You cannot do at nighttime, only by daytime. The same thing that Hazor, when a person at a tummy mace, we say, you have to be mazah, throw on him the water from the mechatis. It can only be done on the day of shlishi, not the night. How do we know this? The Yechzir, because the Pasuk says, says clearly, the Hazor, when you spray, put on him the water of the mechatis, it has to be by Yom HaShvi, on the day of the seventh. So you see, not the night, but the daytime. And the Iskish Tfilah LeHazor. And we learn now Tfilah, that the Tomei Meis has to go to the mikvah to become Torah on the seventh day. What's called the seventh day? Not the beginning by nighttime, but rather by Yom HaShvi on daytime. So the mikvah has to go Dafka by daytime. What's called daytime? That's our Mishnah. After Lechatchila means after Anaitzachama. And with the Yevon, after the morning star came up, you're also Yoitz. Right. The Rashi says, V'yiskish tefillah, t'yachsir b'seifah v'rochatz b'mayim, v'adil l'zav v'zovah. The end of this pasuk of V'yizah ator b'yayim ha'shvi, it says also, the end, v'rochatz b'mayim. So the mikvah also has to be b'yayim ha'shvi. Daytime, not nighttime. Right. V'chein shemeres yoyim k'neged yoyim. Same thing as Shemeres Yom K'neged Yom is Lo'tit for La'chatena Tachama. But then, as we said again, these 11 days after Anisha first became Anida, she's Tami for 7 days. After those 7 days, the next 11 days, if she sees Dam during those 11 days, Midiraisa this is, she's only Tami that one day, and we have to wait the next day she can go to the mikvah ready, and it's called the Shemeres Yom, she has to make sure she's clean the next day. So the next day she's toivul dafka by daytime and not at nighttime. For the Gemara Pshita, Maishna Shemeres Yom K'neged Yom Mikol Chayv Tfilas. Like, what do you have to have a special limit here of a Shemeres Yom? It's not worse than a Zav, a Zava. We had already before that the time to make the Tfilah is by daytime. So how come here you have to say new Chiddush or Shemeres Yom K'neged Yom has to dafka go by Yom? What's the Chiddush? So Gemara says, Itzrich, yes, we need it. Because I would have thought like this. I would have thought, like the first time she sees the dam during these 11 days, so midiraisa, she doesn't become an Ida then. It's like if she sees 3 days straight, she becomes a Zava. But if she only sees one day, I would have thought that one Riyah is Tehevei Kiriyah Rishayna Shel Zav. It has the same halach as if a man sees one Riyah. Now, when a man sees the first time that the Zav comes out of him, is Iskish Labalkeri. That first time, the first day he sees it, has the same halacha like regular Balkeri. The Yechsiv, the Pasuk says, Zois Teres HaZav. This is the halachas of a Zav. A Zav Pasha means it comes out 2 times in a row, or in 2 days. The same thing of a man's time, she's Shechva Zera once, that he has a tummy that day. So as a hekish, the first riyah of a zah, the first time he sees, to the din of stam letting out shechva zera. So at ma bal keri, just like a regular bal keri, toivel ba yoim, like as soon as he sees keri, right away at daytime he can go to the mikvah. Is hai name litzvo b'yoyme. The same thing here also. So first time you see a zav, you could go to the mikvah that daytime. Now the same thing we're saying now, shemeres yoyim is also ishkish lezav. So as soon as she sees it, she can go to the mikvah. Now v'ho b'yamama le'motzi tovli. Here she can't go to the mikvah the first day she saw. T'yachsiv kol yimei zoiva kemishkav nidosa yiyalo. Is what that the first day that this Isha, during these 11 days, the first day that she sees is called the Shemeres Yoim. That means that whole day she's tummy. She can't go to the mikvah that day. If she saw, let's say, 9 o'clock in the morning. So this whole day, she can't go to the mikvah. That's the Chiddush. Even though a Zav or a Balkeri, they can go to the mikvah right away. But the Shemeres Yoim, she can't go to the mikvah the first day she saw. But the first day the Pasuk says, that with any day she sees now, that one day she has like tumor on her that day. So when can she first go to the mikvah? But maybe we have a havamina when the day goes by and becomes nighttime, let her like watch 1 hour of the nighttime. Let her make sure she doesn't see dam then. Let her wait 1 hour of the night to watch herself. Like that's called Shemeres Yoim Keneged Yoim. If she sees one day, she has to watch herself a little bit the next day. So maybe watch